My name is Amy Baker, and I own Threadbare Print House. When I had small kids at home, I started teaching myself how to screen print at home, and so I had a garage operation just up until about 2 years ago. So I've had Threadbare for 7 years total, but 2 years ago we moved into a shop and out of my garage, so that's been a big positive change. We currently have 6 people on staff, which is double than we had just a year ago, so the growth has been happening really fast.
I understand recently you took a trip to Haiti. Why did you go?
So I'm always interested to try to learn a little bit more about the clothing brands that we use for our customers. T-shirts don't get a lot of thought. Usually, you know, it's more about the style and the fabric, but the fact that there are sweatshops in underdeveloped countries goes unnoticed, even by me. It's just felt like something that was unavoidable. And so there's a new t-shirt company that just makes blanks, and that's called All Made Apparel. And one of the things they're really trying to do as they shake up the industry and end sweatshops is have transparency. And so they offer that you can go on the trip and you pay your own way, but they take you to the actual factory and see who's making the shirts, you know, what the conditions are. And they've done a lot of research to find really socially and ethically responsible ways to make a blank t-shirt.
So what were some of the things that you saw when you were there in Haiti?
Well, we started out, we visited the orphanages that the factory supports. So the idea behind the factory where the shirts are made is to create an economy that pays a living wage so that families can stay together, because all too often mothers have to give up their children to these orphanages because they just can't afford to feed them. And so rather than just give money or food to these orphanages, they're really trying to create some economic stability for these families. And so we first went to the orphanages and visited a museum in Haiti that told us a lot about the history, which was very interesting. And then we got to go visit the factory.
And what was your experience at the factory?
I've never been in a sweatshop before. I've never even seen how t-shirts are cut and sewn together. I was impressed at it's very well lit. It's very clean. Somebody on the trip with us is from a cotton factory in North Carolina where they spin all the cotton into fabric. And so he has spent a lot of time in cut and sew factories, in sweatshops in different areas, even in cut and sew factories in the United States. Having his experience was great because he did, you know, let us know that it was by far one of the cleanest facilities he's ever been in, and people were happy to be working there and getting different benefits that are almost unheard of, you know, like healthcare benefits and a transportation to work, things like that.
Is that a place where you're sourcing material now?
Yeah, so we source blank t-shirts for our customers from several different companies. And when I heard 1 year ago about what All Made was going to do, I learned about it on a podcast. I immediately wanted to know more and be a part of this. And so they ran an Indiegogo campaign. And part of the deal was you pay in as an early adopter, and then you get early access when the shirts finally come off the line a year later. And so the day the Indiegogo campaign went live, I bought my box of shirts and I waited a year or 6 months or something. And so now we are an early adopter. So I think there's maybe a little over 100 screen print companies in the entire country that have access to the inventory that All Made is making. And that's just because they are just still getting started. They have 130 people working in their plant, but they expect to double that by the end of this year. So as they sell more blank shirts, they're able to make more jobs and increase production. And so as they grow, they're letting more screen print companies come online and have access to the shirts. But we've been using All Made for several months now, and a lot of our favorite customers have switched over because they've seen that the quality is really nice. The shirts are made of organic cotton and recycled plastic bottles. So there's between 3 and 6 plastic bottles recycled into every single t-shirt. So it's a big selling point.
Last year you had a fundraiser around the Women's March and had money donated to Planned Parenthood. And I understand you're doing that again this Friday. So tell me a little bit about what's happening this Friday at your print shop.
Yeah, last year, just a few days before the Women's March, Britt and I, my employee, we were in the shop and we were like, hey, let's do this thing. Let's just tell people if they want to bring in a blank shirt, we'll print our slogan on it. It's just something we made, and it says Fiercely Feminist. So I put something on Facebook, and then when I woke up that morning, the day before the march, it had been shared on Facebook close to 100 times. And so I realized, oh, wow, like people might actually come to this. So we went into work that day, and we had a line out the door most of the entire day, and it was really heartwarming to be with a lot of people, both men and women, that came in, and people were grateful, people were drinking coffee, people were talking, everyone was looking forward to marching the next day. So it was a really powerful experience for us. We were really grateful to do it. We just put out a jar and said, if you want to donate to Planned Parenthood, please do. And then at the end of the day, we had raised over $4,000. So we were pretty blown away by that. You just need to bring a cotton t-shirt and we'll print the slogan on it. And we're going to come up with a couple other different t-shirt slogans that we'll have available that day too.
You're not making any money off of that. You're actually donating your time, your staff time, the screen printing materials, and then people can make a donation. Will the money, again, this year go to Planned Parenthood?
100% of the money donated will go to Planned Parenthood. I'm happy to pay my staff and open our doors, and we're not taking anything from it. I am going to give the money to Planned Parenthood again. There's a lot of totally worthy organizations in town, but Planned Parenthood is one that personally, I've used. I feel like it's an institution and it's really important. And every time Planned Parenthood gets threatened by the federal government, you know, it makes me want to help. So yeah, we'll do that again.
And so give us the time and location of the event on Friday.
Yeah, so we're going to have our doors open 10 to 5. The shop is located at 445 Lincoln Street. We'll be there on Friday. We'll have coffee and cupcakes from Elegant Elephant.
And what's your website?
It's www.threadbearpress.com.
All right, Amy Baker, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thanks, Angela.